98FM's Dublin Talks. Live, weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
Now, huge reaction coming in so far on what you want to see being announced by the government later on today. We know we are looking at more restrictions being placed on our daily lives, probably with effect from midnight tomorrow night. PJ sent me this WhatsApp voice note.
I'd love to see the off-licences closing. That's not an essential business. I don't know how that was allowed open the first time. Imagine the amount of people squirming when they closed. That would be so funny.
Well, you do it just for it to be funny. Yeah, I mean, I did wonder in the past why off-licences were deemed essential services. But they were, and I've no reason to believe that they're going to... They might cut back their hours a little bit, like they've done up the north, where they have to close at 8 o'clock, but I don't see them shutting them. Claire, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Claire.
Hi, good morning.
Now,
no, I don't concur with that gentleman, like, you know, to close off licences, because it is a source of revenue.
It is, yeah, the absolutely.
The government today are not making these decisions lightly, Adrian. I can assure you on that. They want to get in revenue. And believe you me, they're putting life over... They're actually putting life, like, you know, trying to save people's lives. Mm. Rather than revenue, rather than money. So if anybody thinks that the government, it's a conspiracy, and all this baloney that's going around, they're away with the failure.
Yeah, I have to be honest, I don't envy them the task that they have and the decisions that they have to make. I know that's what they get paid for, but it isn't easy. It really isn't.
No, it isn't. We're in uncharted waters, Adrian. All of us. We may not be in the same boat, but we're in the same storm.
Absolutely, yeah. The storm hasn't gone away, but...
Absolutely
so,
not. And there's a minority out there who are flaunting it. They don't care.
So how do you get... And that has been the case for a number of weeks now, Claire, where there is a certain section of people that have given the two fingers to everybody else and not gone along with the guidelines. What do we do if we enter level 4.5 or level 5 tomorrow, where all the shops are shut down again? What do we do to make people play ball for the next couple of weeks and get rid of this bloody thing again?
Well, to put the responsibility back on our Garda forces, like, you know, that are already, like, you know, I mean, unreal.
Mm.
Like, you know, they should be here, they should be there. When I see teenagers, for instance, and parents of teenagers should know where their children, not where they are, but where they're not. I see them when I'm coming home, and they're converging in groups of 15 and 20. Now, the teenagers of today, Adrian, have plenty in their homes as regarding technology to use, to make contact with their friends and one thing and the other, and to just tell you to F off.
Okay, so what do you do? I mean, we know, for example, that one of the biggest problems that we've had in recent months is that the virus has spread in households, where there have been large gatherings in households. How do you stop that? Not in a million years are the Gardaí going to be given the powers to barge in your front door.
No, bring in a curfew.
Yeah, they're doing that in Paris, actually. They've brought in a curfew in Paris.
Yeah, bring in a curfew.
So that we can't be out on the streets after 9 o'clock at night or something like that?
Yes. At a certain time. Like, for certain teenagers and things like that should be in their own homes and not out one thing and the other. I would also make it compulsory. I wear a mask, not just going to a shop, but also when I'm out and about. Mm. We should also all be wearing masks. I go to New York every year. I didn't this year for my holiday. But I'm in New York, or if you go to China or my dad. Even without the COVID, people automatically wear masks, and there's not a thing about it for the toxins and one thing and the other. Make it compulsory for people to wear masks. Gyms are not essential.
Would you believe that is, because we spoke about it last week as well, and the amount of people texting in saying gyms are essential for people's mental health and physical health?
No. The people that I meet, and I'm a medic, and they're out walking, exercising. Now, there may be some days that they can't get out with rain and one thing and the other because of the elements. But again, there's apps out there, like, you know, that you can tune into and do things in the house and one thing and the other.
Mm.
You know, And I mean, as regarding the pubs, close them down until the whole lot until.
Well, they pretty much will be closed down.
Absolutely.
And, well, they're pretty much closed down already.
I know that said to save an awful lot of money, we'll never go back to a pub again.
Well, you mentioned gyms there a second ago. Just have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from David.
I just hope they will leave the gyms open. It's the only thing that will keep people going. Thanks.
Now, there you are. It's the only thing that will keep people going.
No, the majority of people have two legs, they have dogs and things like that, Adrian, and they can get up off their backsides and go out for a walk. They can exercise. There's parks even with exercise machines in them.
All right, stay there for one second, Claire. Although, sorry, during the last lockdown, they were all closed up. The machines in parks, they were all sealed up.
Anybody who was sensible, like, you know, and the numerous people who are out jogging and have got healthier and fitter for their mental health, not just their physical health, that I'm speaking to. And people are actually talking to one another, even though they're 2 metres apart. But they're smiling at one another. People are talking to one another again. They're communicating with one another verbally. You know, it's not with earplugs in their ears and one thing and the other. And people are actually, like, you know, acknowledging. They may not talk, but, like, you know, they'll nod their head passing by and things like that.
All right, stay there for one second, Claire. John, you're on 98 FM. How are you, John?
Hi, Adrian.
Now, John, we're talking about what you'd like to see closed or not closed or what you would like to see being done. There was a lot of speculation that construction may be allowed to continue. You think this is a bad idea?
I think it is a bad idea. If you take the last few weeks, the northern counties have risen in the virus, the percentage have risen in the northern counties, Donegal, Cavan, Monaghan, and then into the north. And you know that all these construction workers, a lot of them are working, they come from those areas, especially the north and Donegal. So you take the children's hospital, the 50 to 60% are from the northern counties. So you take it.
Where are you getting those figures from?
A friend of mine actually works in on that site.
Now, I know there are a lot of Nordy lads who are working on sites here. I wouldn't say it's that high a percentage, though.
Oh, there is. It is very high, yeah. And in the smaller construction sites around Dublin, there are from people from the north. Now, I'm not knocking the northern people. I'm only saying, if you just take it the last few weeks, have a look at the high rise in the virus was up in Donegal, Cavan.
And across Northern Ireland.
And Northern Ireland and Dublin. So just put two and two together there. I mean, I don't think the pubs are closed still and the restaurants are getting an awful wallop. So I definitely think should open the pubs and give the restaurants a little chance and see how that goes. Close the bloody construction sites for a few weeks and see how that pans out.
All right, good man. Claire, are you still there?
Yes, sorry, I totally concur with that, gentleman.
Okay, shut the building sites down. Okay, just have a listen to this. I've been asked to play this message for you from Kira.
That woman has clearly never been to the gym, and I'm not saying that in a cheeky way, all right? But when you go to the gym, you're training, and it's a completely different atmosphere than going out on a walk. I understand that a walk can clear your head and a walk can be good for you, but there is nothing that will compare to going into a gym and being able to just calmly do your workout, and afterwards you feel so good and refreshed afterwards. I'm sorry, but a walk would not cut the cheese during a lockdown. The gyms, I think, should be open.
All right, now, Claire, I have to say, an awful lot of people agreeing with that sentiment that the gyms need to remain open.
No.
Just no.
I say no.
Do you go to a gym?
I'm not just talking about a walk. Everybody has apps on their phones. Everybody has televisions. And if you tune in, there is gyms where workouts, you can do your workout in your own sitting room, in your own kitchen, or whatever.
Here's a WhatsApp voice note about what you want to see the government announce this evening, or not announce this evening, as the case may be. This is Samantha.
Hi, Adrian. In my opinion, I think all businesses should be left open, because at the end of the day, lockdown or no lockdown, coronavirus is going to be here for a long time. And all a lockdown is going to do is just lower the number of cases for a couple of weeks And as soon as we open the country back up again, we'll be back to square one. So in my opinion, it's a bit pointless. I mean, I know we're getting an awful lot of cases, Adrian, but you know what I mean? They're not all dying. It's not as if we're getting 1,000 deaths a day. We're getting 1,000 cases a day. You know what I mean? There's a big difference in that. And I personally think that the small business owners are going to suffer big time. And the government just don't seem to care. I mean, that's people's livelihoods. You know what I mean? People have mortgages to pay. People have bills to pay. You know, I just think it's the biggest load of crap I've ever heard in my life, Adrian. Let us get on with our lives. Coronavirus is here for a long time. Look at Sweden. They never bothered with a lockdown and they're doing just fine. Anyway, thanks, Adrian. Love the show. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Samantha. This is Peter.
Hi, Adrian. Peter here. Just wondering about barbers and hairdressers. Will they be able to stay open? Just wondering there because I didn't enjoy my hair growing out all over the place the last time. Couldn't wait to get to the barbers. Cheers.
Peter, I think it is quite likely that barbers and hairdressers, all personal services, are likely to close this week. I think that's almost a given. This is Alison.
Close the off licences. Everyone is going to have parties once the pubs are closed and restaurants close the off licences.
Yeah, Alison, some people actually agree with that, this whole idea of closing the off licences. Sorry, Jeremy, say that again. There's another. Oh, there, and sorry, here's Alan. Alan has a theory about why they will leave the off licences open.
Adrian, off licence will be deemed essential because being an alcoholic is classed as a sickness. You can't just shut these people off, and you know what I mean? They have to. It's classed as a sickness, whether you know it or not.
Mm. All right. Thanks very much indeed, Alan. Thomas, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Thomas?
How you doing, Adrian?
Much talk about what will be and what won't be shut down. You believe that construction should stay open?
It's not just construction. I think that the government are handling it the wrong way. I mean, there's technology out there in place that, you know, I work in a construction company in an IT role, and we've implemented multiple technologies, and I circulated an email to government over the weekend outlining things, that steps that could be taken. Like, we're using bands, electronic bands, that will alert, beep and vibrate if users get within, you know, 6 feet of each other.
Oh, really?
Notify. Yes.
Right.
And notify and report on it. So you can target offenders.
Oh, right. So on a site, no, obviously this isn't on all sites, but on a site, you have a wristband that vibrates if you get too close to somebody else, but not only that, it reports it back to the IT.
Exactly. Well, to whoever you define, we're in testing with it now, and it's running on one of our sites at the moment in a trial role. It's working fine, and if it works, you know, it is expensive. Don't get me wrong; it can work out at between 10 and 14 euro per month per user, but that's an hour's wage. And if it means that a site can stay open, because you can identify who's been in close contact, you can do the contact tracing then on the back end, give a full report of who they were in contact with.
All right, that sounds brilliant. I'm fairly certain not all sites have anything like that.
No, they won't. No. But going forward, I think, you know, we need to, you know, look at tax incentives for the industry, for all businesses, to say, look, if you have got a technology solution that's going to help keep business running and create revenue for the government, we'll give you a tax incentive to offset against that, be it in the form of tax credits or something else.
A lot of the arguments against, and in fact you may have heard the caller before the break there, arguing that one of the reasons not to have the construction sites open is because of the amount of travel involved, with an awful lot of workers travelling from the northern counties, from Northern Ireland, down to Dublin to work.
Yeah, no, and I understand that, but if the measures are in place, like, we have thermal face scanners on our site to make sure masks are being worn, that alert again and check for high temperatures. And I know a lot of the cases are asymptomatic. But the construction industry has some of the most stringent safety measures in any business in the country. It's always been that case because of the nature of the business.
Okay, so you believe...
All businesses, if they implement, you know, they could look at a passport system, that if you have implemented certain measures in your business, you should be able to stay open.
Mm.
Because you've got all these safeguards in place.
Now, we've seen an awful lot of businesses, not just construction, but an awful lot of shops and whatever, have put in great systems to protect people. But sadly, they're going to close down because the reality of it is I'm sure this is the argument that will be put forward. We need to stop people travelling around. We need to restrict our movements in order to stop this virus spreading.
I totally agree to a degree. But at the end of it, and as I said in my email to the government, what is the point, you know, if at the end of all of this, the country is crippled? We have to have a country to come back to when this is all over. And we have to have an economy that's, you know, able to sustain itself.
And in fact, Suzanne, your point is that everything should be kept open.
Yeah, I think everything should be kept open. I just don't think a lot of businesses is going to last if we're going to close it all down again.
I do worry about that myself. I saw some interviews on television last night with a woman who runs a small shop here in town, and she fears that she will never open again if she's closed even for 4 weeks. But balancing that with 1,283 cases yesterday and rising every day, we can't really sustain that either, can we?
No, but I think the businesses are doing everything that they can, and I don't think it's the business's fault the cases are rising.
No, and I kind of agree with you, I have to be honest. And I've seen the vast majority of companies doing everything by the book.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I know people that have travelled abroad and they have come home and they're not isolating.
In fact, there was a great story that was released by the Department of Health yesterday of one particular individual who went off on a holiday, came back to Ireland, didn't self-isolate, and as a result, 56 people developed COVID-19 out of that one person. Which is shocking, really. No, I agree. There are other things that need to be done. But the biggest problem that we have is people in their own homes with their friends and family and not caring, really. How do you get that message across?
I don't know. I think it's safe. Like, cause I would have had my bubble of friends, and I would have thought like it'd be safe with them because they sanitise them when they come in. We kind of keep the 2 meter distance and all that. And now, like from even my own mental health, like I don't have my group of friends anymore that I could talk to. I know that you can talk to them on the phone, but like it was nice to have them to come in for a cup of tea when the kids are at school and all that.
Are you worried about it?
No, not really, because I'm doing all I can to keep the virus away from my house.
And that's all each of us can do, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it. That's all each of us can do to do our own little bit. But the sad reality of it is...
the majority of people aren't doing it.
I wouldn't even say majority. I'd say majority of people are doing it. It's a minority of people that aren't doing it. Yeah, and that's how Grafton Street will be empty again on Wednesday. And that's kind of scary, really. Thank you, Suzanne. Christy, you're on 98FM. How are you, Christy?
Hiya, Adrian.
You actually believe that, and I kind of get where you're coming from here, that closing all the pubs and the restaurants and everything else has just pushed people more to having house parties.
I do believe that, Adrian. I said at the very start, when this all started, that I went along with everything that they came out with forced in March, except the one thing about not seeing your grandkids, which I thought was a load of crap. But anyway, I honestly believe that they brought this upon themselves in the sense that had they left the pubs open, people would not have been going to other people's houses. And what you would have had people going to their own locals, Adrian, instead of by closing what they call the wet pubs. We're saying that, you know, if you go in now and you have a slice of pizza, which most pubs are doing now anyway to stay open, have a slice of pizza, you won't get the virus. But if you just have
that was all laughable, that whole setup, it has to be said.
The thing is, had they left, in my opinion anyway, had they left the pubs alone and the restaurants alone, people would have just went to their own locals. They wouldn't have been converging on, say 200 people converging on one pub in town, so to speak. Everybody would have been going to their own locals as they did on a Saturday night and not interfere with the opening hours. Should have left the opening hours as they were, which meant that people, if they closed the pubs at 10 o'clock, Adrian, people say, okay, look, we'll get a few cans and that week, you know what I mean, and we go back to my house, blah, blah, blah. The same with the restaurants. What would people do? Well, look, I'm not going to have something to eat, you know what I mean, have to buy something to eat to have a pint. We'll have a barbecue in my house. Now,
okay, in fact, it's even worse coming into the winter months because you can't even have a back barbecue out the back. It'll all have to be in the house. And even though last week they announced that you're not to have anybody to your house, I just know people aren't abiding by that.
No, they won't. People won't abide by that. They won't abide by that.
But whether the pubs are open or not is the point I'm making.
I think that the pubs are open. But what's happening now, Adrian, I think, is that, right, because the so-called wet pubs were not allowed to open in Dublin. They did open there down the country for a few weeks. It looks like they're going to be closed again.
Mm.
The pubs in Dublin were closed down, so-called wet pubs. And that, to me, actually led to the whole thing of this so-called house
party. I agree with you, but we've seen all over Europe, even in Paris today, all restaurants, all bars, all shut down again, because that's where people congregate, and that's where people act the maggot when they have a few drinks. And I know what you're saying. If you bring that to somebody's house, it's even worse.
Yeah, now, you had the situation there, though. At the very start of this, Adrian, I met on Facebook and I had a couple of rants about all this, right? And one of the things I was on about was actually closing the borders. You know what I mean? Close our borders. You look at New Zealand, the way it is.
Sorry to cut across you, Christy. This is something that we spoke about the other day. And what I was explaining is we're not New Zealand. And the reason we're not New Zealand is because we have a different jurisdiction up the northeast of this country. And nobody... But nobody is going to support closing the Northern Ireland border down. That's the problem we have.
I understand where you're coming from with there.
So we're not like New Zealand. There are two countries, essentially, on this island.
Okay, I take that on board. But at the same time, too, what I'm saying is that when you have a situation where we were only allowed to go, say, 2 kilometres in the Republic, people from the north of Ireland, a lot of us, you know, class as Ireland, you know what I mean, as Ireland. But the fact is that, we know, they're under a different rule, you know what I mean, they're under British rule.
But they were allowed to travel down here and not be stopped.
Exactly.
And by the way, the same thing is going to happen now over the next couple of weeks. And vice versa, by the way, because this is something I mentioned earlier on. We're talking about all retail being shut down from midnight tomorrow here in the south, yet all the shops up north are still open.
And people will want to go up to the...
They will, absolutely, 100%. 100%, unless they get the north to do the same thing as we're doing here.
Yeah. Now, this thing about not closing, say, like the airport, letting people come into this country from the likes of America, Brazil, India, even England, you know, coming over here on boats, from boats and planes. Countries that are riddled with the virus, Adrian, right? And they're allowed to come into the country. Now, the government, to me, they wanted to keep the tourism industry alive. Now, the tourism industry can always be brought back to life. People who, unfortunately, who have died from this this thing cannot be brought back to life. And it's the Irish people who the government should be, you know what I mean? Their first priority is the health and safety of Irish people. Now, I do know, and I do agree with you, and agree with a lot of people saying, like, you know, there are people out there who just don't give a shit.
Yeah, I know, and that's the problem.
I won't get this.
And the problem is, Christy, getting that message through to the ones who don't care, that this is just going to keep going on and on and on if we don't start playing ball. And in fact, Joanne, that's your exact point. A very healthy person who got COVID-19.
Yes.
And what did you want to say?
Basically, I think that, you know, locking down the country is probably one of the best solutions, because we will never get all people on board, unfortunately. But we done that in March and in April, and it worked quite well, and we saved a lot of lives. So why we shouldn't be doing that again? Especially that, you know, Samantha mentioned that, we don't have a lot of people dying. That's not the point, because there is a lot of people that were sick with COVID and they're still suffering.
How sick were you with COVID?
I was quite mild. I spent one day in hospital just for a test and x-ray and on the nebulizer, but I was sent back home as there were no risk of me going to a more like a more severe stage. But it was quite mild. It was hard, but it was mild. Mm. But I still have a lot of problems right now.
Like what?
Bleeding problems, heart palpitations, I can't sleep, I have very severe fatigue. So it influenced my life every day. So if we leave it that way, a lot of people get sick. We have to consider that for years we will have a society that will be suffering with many different things, and that will be influencing their lives and their families every day for years. So it's not a matter of just stopping people dying. It's a matter of stopping people to get sick for years and suffer for years. So we need to consider that there is a lot of people that are suffering with long COVID right now, as they name it, and a lot of symptoms not recovering fully. So we don't want to have a young people, you know, being sick for years, and that's part of the problem. Mm. So we need to consider that, and we need to close the country. I think I also work in retail, and I know that it will be hard, but I'd rather to do that than having somebody suffer like myself now. I don't want any more people to be sick.
Okay, you think the only way to do that is with severe restrictions for the next few weeks to get the numbers down so that people aren't getting infected. How do you get through, Joanne, to the people, excuse me, who aren't doing what they've been asked to do, even up to this week where we were asked not to have people around to our houses, and I know loads of people aren't paying attention to that.
Yes. You know, it might be a little bit, too much, or maybe some people will not agree with me. I think that probably a lot of people won't agree, but I will penalize. I will do that. Like, I will get...
But the reality of it is, we are not going to give the Gardaí the powers to go into people's houses and throw people out. We're just not. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
We can't. Like, of course, we can't do that. But for example, if somebody is stopped, or like the lady mentioned, the teenagers hanging around in public areas and all that, that needs to be dealt with. And, you know, they have a parent that should take care of them, that should know where they are. And we are responsible adults, and we just, you know, it will be very hard to get everybody on board, of course. But I believe that this country is doing quite well getting together and fighting this. There is many different countries that don't do that and suffer much more. But whatever we can restrict and get the Gardaís to force that a little bit, we should do that. Because if there is no consequences, people...
Mm. Okay, so we need to penalise people. Let me bring in one last call. Anthony, you're saying that people need to take their own responsibility.
Absolutely, yeah. Good morning, Adrian. And I think I'd just like to start off by saying, first of all, that people are saying about New Zealand, as you said...
It's not a good example. We can't be compared to it.
No, it's not. And also, they got rid of it once, they reopened, and they got it again.
Mm.
And I think a lockdown is the wrong way to go as well here. It's already part of the WHO's advice that a lockdown isn't going to stop this. It's not advisable. That's coming from the WHO, and I don't understand why this government now is considering a lockdown. And
because that is the advice from the health experts.
It's the advice from NPHET, fair enough, but it's not the advice from the WHO, who are seeing this thing on a global scale, not just country-by-country basis. And the effect that it's having on people all across the country, business owners, homeowners, people who are out of work for long term. I know people who have been sitting at home now since March.
I do myself personally.
Absolutely ridiculous. What kind of effect is this going to have on people's mental health in another 6 months' time, 12 months' time? We're going to have
What's the alternative, though, Anthony? That we just let the numbers just keep rising?
The alternative is, in my view, to let the people who are doing things right, like myself and yourself, wearing our masks, sanitizing, being cautious about our movements.
And not having 30 people around to our house at the weekend.
Exactly. Continue doing what we are doing, and let the silly people do what the silly people will always do. You're not going to get through to silly people like that. And the reality is, we will have large numbers of COVID. We will have people getting sick, but people getting sick because of their own silly actions on them not taking the advice that has been given to them. We cannot give blanket advice.
Well, actually, just on that, I just want to go back to Joanne for 1 second. Joanne, when did you have COVID-19?
In March. Mm-hmm. Very early March.
This was before any of us knew anything.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you say to, and this is where the kind of the shaming is coming from, Anthony, I have to say this to you. Mm-hmm. Joanne, do you believe that people who contract COVID-19 contracted because they weren't doing what they were told to do?
Partly, I think, yes, a lot of people definitely are catching COVID because they just don't follow the guides. But, you know, from the other side, I catch it in March because I just met a person that wasn't aware that she had it.
And that is a lot of the problem.
Yeah, that's why I will agree with the gentleman here that able to get everybody on board and silly people will do what they normally do. And unfortunately, if they catch it, then the lesson, but hopefully they won't.
Okay, Anthony, just back to the point you were making about the World Health Organization, and they did say that lockdowns are a last resort, but a message just came in to me and it says, that chap doesn't realise the World Health Organization don't know the limits of the Irish health system. NPHET do. They know the situation better.
Yeah, and that's a very fair point. But the limits of the health services is always going to be there as well. And regardless of that, a lockdown for 3 weeks, a lockdown for 6 weeks, we have seen it in other countries where lockdowns will work,
mm-hmm.
they reopen, and the numbers...
And then they're back to square one again. All right, so you believe that it's down to personal responsibility, and I agree with you on that, but how do you make everybody take personal responsibility? And that's the biggest problem that we have in this country now.
You don't. We will have a large uptick of people using the correct actions, using the proper PPE, face masks, sanitizing, limiting their contact with other people, but you will have a percentage of people who will simply never...
And that's the bit that we have to live with.
Oh, absolutely. I work in a construction site, and part of my duties, as I work security, part of my duties is to try and get people to wear the masks, try and people to maintain social distance at the entry and exit points. And it is almost impossible, constantly, every day,
having to say it over and over and over and over again. And just one last point, because I'm actually way out of time, Anthony. Construction sites, should they be allowed to stay open?
That's a difficult question to answer, because you will have construction sites. I have family members who work construction, and they could be on a construction site by themselves, maybe with two or three other people. I work in a construction site where there's almost 1,000 people on it. So construction sites, you cannot blanket cover all construction sites in the country. It generally will have to be on a case-by-case basis or a small industry basis.
Mm.
I work on a massive construction site, and it's going to have to keep going. But the smaller ones can keep going because they're limited to only maybe two or three guys.
Mm. Peter sent me this.
Hi, Adrian. Peter here. Just wondering about barbers and hairdressers. Will they be able to stay open? Just wondering there, because I didn't enjoy my hair growing.
Oh, sorry. We actually played that earlier on. And the answer to that is very unlikely that they'd be allowed to stay open, had the truth be known. Siobhan sent me this.
Hi, Adrian. I think we should just close it all down. It makes no sense to leave the schools open. It's just going to prolong a lockdown well into December. Construction sites as well should be locked down. If you drive up the M1, any slip road up around Dundalk and RD is full of Northern Reg cars. Those people are all sharing cars then into Dublin to work on construction sites. So don't tell me that they're able to social distance or anything like that working on construction sites. It just doesn't make sense to leave them open. Thanks.
All right, shut everything down, and that's what Nolene says as well.
Do people not realise that if you follow the rules, as in mask wearing, only going where you're supposed to go, that we will beat this? But when people aren't bothering and going, sure, it's never going to happen to me. My sister is going to have her third baby on her own while her husband has to stay at home. Now, the next person I see not wearing a mask will get what from me. We need a full lockdown, and we need everybody to start doing what they're told.
If everybody did what they're told during even level three, Nolene, we would get on top of this. And that's part of the problem. Here's another WhatsApp voice note.
Hey, Adrian, there's no real point doing these lockdowns unless they tackle the problem with the off-licences and all these young lads having parties everywhere. If they're going to do a lockdown, they have to tackle that part as well, because, you know, there's no point, as I said, locking down everything else. Everybody's suffering. The businesses that aren't even contributing to this are getting hammered. And then all the young lads and stuff are going out, buying all the drink and the off-licences. They're having parties, house parties, and they're more or less, I'd say, about 95% contributing to the spread of this thing. So they have to tackle that first, and or along with everything else. It's just crazy at the moment, because 6 months of a lockdown, or nearly 7 months earlier in the year, when we came back up, it all happened again. So it's obvious that lockdowns don't really work, you know? That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Shut the off licences. Sarah wants to see the schools closed.
They should close the schools and let people work, as many people work as they can. Instead of keeping all the parents at home and sending the kids to school, it's pointless.
All right. This is a message from Gary about what we talked about earlier, please, about gyms.
Please, please leave the gyms open. Mm. People's mental health, especially coming up to Christmas, will be greatly affected even the last time.
Okay, let's have a listen to this from Aoife.
Good morning, guys. I think they should just shut down all the off-licence, and that will stop all the house parties. I don't see why they didn't do it before.
Okay, and a lot of people saying that as well. It's a little bit windy where Aoife is, but she's a lot to say about this.
Morning, Adrian. If we close down again, it'll be just horrendous, you know, for all the people that did it right the first time. But you know what? Like, one of these top consultants actually said you could draw a COVID map. And it's a lot of, honestly, I know I'd be taking the task of, it's a lot of uneducated people. It's a lot of people that, you know, the world owes them, I don't give a toss, you know, that are kind of holding this up all the time. It really and truly is. You see it yourself. It's kind of nearly a class distinction thing at times, you know, and that's what, and we keep going around in this circle. And I get it, there's some people living in apartments, it's extremely difficult, and they are doing their best. They really are, with children, it's very difficult. But there are the don't care attitudes, and yeah, there is a COVID map. I'm sorry to say that, but there is.
All right, Aoife, I've seen the COVID map you were referring to. Dermot sent me this.
We're 16 weeks away from kicking this COVID can down the road for a year. 16 weeks away. 4.9 million people in the country, less than 2,000 deaths in a year. ICU units, not overcrowded. We know where the problem is. We know the at-risk groups, and it's about time we start taking them hard decisions. I've said it countless times. Protect the old and vulnerable, and let the rest of us get on with our lives. That's the only way we're going to do it. Herd immunity, our vaccine, and herd immunity is going to come a lot sooner than a vaccine. Because lockdowns don't work. We suppress the virus, things open up, the numbers rise again, so we're only fooling ourselves.
All right. Earlier on, we were speaking with Claire, who wants the whole place shut down. Susie disagrees.
Hi, I just want to say it's easier for that age to say that gyms should be closed down for the lockdown. I think they should be kept open, but I think people should just take precautions. I bet that lady doesn't suffer from mental health issues. Okay, thanks. That's all I have to say.
All right, this is from Michelle.
Hi, Adrian. So I just went to the shops there about 10 o'clock this morning. I had to change a pair of runners that I bought for the little fella last week. And oh my God, it was like walking into like a host for COVID-19. The amount of people that were in shopping because they fear that everything's going to close down tomorrow. It is absolutely ludicrous. Ludicrous.
All right, this is from Mark.
Adrian, I've literally just booked the Spencer Hotel for me and my partner about an hour ago. What you reckon? You reckon it will still be open to go for a Friday and Saturday night?
No, Mark, is the answer. I don't. Aideen sent me this message.
You saw the effects of this virus, how sick people are, how people are dying, the effects afterwards on young children, on young adults. You would want the place to be shut down so that people don't get sick. This is a deadly virus and it's killing people. Like, we need to shut down if we want to be together for Christmas and we want people to stay healthy and well.
All right, Aideen, two more. David sent me this.
Hey, just a quick question for you guys. If this 4.5 or 4 or 5 lockdown comes in, I have a minor hospital appointment on Friday. Just wondering, will those sorts of things go ahead, or will I be left to wait another 6 months? If anyone knows, that'd be great. Thanks, Emil. Bye-bye.
To the best of my knowledge, David, the plan is to still keep the hospitals operating as normal as possible. So appointments will still go ahead. And one final message to wrap up from Aaron.
Adrian, in terms of like a lockdown, to me, like I'm only 20, I'm not even long 20 in all honesty, but we're giving out and we're blaming the government that the government should be doing this, the government should be doing that, but we just created all of our own problems. We're putting ourselves here by not doing what we're told.
100% right, Aaron. That's the fact of it. And it's not like we haven't had restrictions for the last few months. We still have, but an awful lot of people not doing what they've been asked to do. Anyway, we will wait with bated breath for what is announced later on this evening as regards to what level we are going to go to. And it's just you get a feeling of deja vu.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.